Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. Level up. Lifestyle. Wellness. Damn good time. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Ladies and gentlemen. To the Holistic Life Podcast, presented by Say What Radio.
Yo, what up? Welcome to another episode of the Holistic Life Podcast.
There you go.
I was going to say show or something else. The Holistic Life Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Jay.
And I'm Jenny.
And if you hear the pitter-patter of little paws, that is Nietzsche and Miko walking around. At the time of this recording, we are in Augusta, Georgia. It only took me the 50th time to get that right. If you see any of our other recordings, I say we're everywhere else except where we are. So Augusta's been cool. I'm digging Augusta, although I've been having some crazy allergic flare-ups to something out here. Don't know what that's about.
Yeah, because we're like at the end of spring, so.
It could just be the season. Don't want to blame it on the city.
You're allergic to the city.
Yeah, that'd be crazy, right? No, Augusta, allergic to the city. Yeah, I mean, I should have totally let you pick the topic since I picked the topic last time, but I guess it really doesn't matter. But I was thinking.
I guess you kind of did because the last episode was me getting pissed off at you.
Yeah, that was totally the last episode. But recently finished the certification, and I basically got through this certification with my eyes closed. It was a fitness certification. It was a crazy thing. I said I was going to do that in one of the earlier episodes. I said, I'm probably going to ace this thing with my eyes closed. And that's pretty much what happened.
Well, which is funny because I think after that came out, we listened to the episode like the day after you took the test. It was kind of interesting how that from recording today it came out.
Yeah. And I'm just sitting here thinking like literally after, you know, because you had to submit, I guess you would call it a proficiency video, two of those and some paperwork. And I found myself getting nervous, like, is this going to be good enough for, you know, whatever. But then, like, as many times you pointed out, it was a certification full of people. I think it would be different if it was a straight up fitness certification. And what I mean by that, maybe not like certification, but continued education fitness certification. Mm-hmm. So you have like people who've been in the industry in a while. So there's already a certain level of proficiency. So then the certification would be, from my point of view, a little bit more challenging. But since there was a lot of newer people, maybe potentially like just learning the information for themselves to help them coach them through whatever, I don't want to say health issues, but coach themselves to be a healthier individual, not really use it to coach or make money, but more for a personal use, and people making that transition. So these are people who probably never had a fitness certification before in their life. Brand new certification. So there were like thousands of people who came through this. And like some of the questions, the people were like, oh my God, I'm freaking out. I don't think I'm going to be able to pass in time. Can we get an extension or whatever, right? And I say all that to say, like, after this was said and done, after everything was submitted, after I got the certificate that says, great, you're now a 10X coach, go out there and conquer the world, I found myself sitting and saying, what's next? It's like, okay, now what? Not even what's next. That was it. It was more of okay, now what? I don't know. I don't know if I was expecting, and I definitely didn't go into this looking like, okay, I need another certification for street cred so people know what I do, right? I definitely went into it for the experience, but still, it was just like, for lack of a better phrase, I wasn't fulfilled. And it's definitely not like I'm looking for something else certification-wise to be fulfilled, but it's like, it just kind of crossed my mind, like, how many people start their business, run their business, and they do these things like, okay, I'm going to get this certification because this certification is going to insert whatever, right? And then they get it and it's like, okay, that wasn't it. Okay, I'm going to get this certification because a lot of people have told us, okay, you guys don't need to get any more fucking certifications. You guys have everything that you need. Just go out and do that. And I truly believe that. a lot of the stuff that we've done in the past couple of years is for me, is for the experience, because I've loved how the instructors, their philosophy and their approach to coaching is, and just to be in that world, to be surrounded by those individuals. So it definitely wasn't to add like more letters behind my name, but it's like, yo, how many people do that? How many people chase the certifications thinking that's going to give them the answer? You know, like, okay, this is the certification that's going to be the thing that's going to give me the answers to what I should, what I want to be doing.
Okay, so is this a conversation about fulfillment or about chasing exterior? Like what?
I feel we can talk about both. Let's talk about both.
Okay.
Let's talk about the lack of fulfillment leading to chasing the outward things, whatever the things are. They could be certifications, they could be coaches, they could be whatever. But it's like, okay, I've done X, Y, and Z. I still don't feel fulfilled. Let me go over here. It's kind of like, and I'm going to use you for an example, like when you started and, you know, this coach was like, oh, I charge, I'm throwing numbers out here, $30,000. How much can you, but you know, I'm going to hook you up. How much can you pay? And you're like, I'll pay 5 G's, but you still didn't get what you wanted or what you were looking for. Right. And it's like, well, okay, if I go to this coach, that's not it. Okay. And you said in the past, like you were looking for the thing or the person to give you the strategy.
I don't know. I feel like for me, I'm thinking like fulfillment. I guess that's an aspect of fulfillment, but I'm not seeing the connect. I am, but I'm not like thinking fulfillment. What does fulfillment actually mean? And that's talking about what fulfillment means, because yeah, you're still chasing something. I know they correlate, but I feel like,
okay, well maybe
I'm following you.
Fulfillment in this thing could be like, okay, I've started this business because I wanted to change lives to a certain degree, you know, and I've done it in the typical air quotes way people have told me to do it, but I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling fulfilled. Like this isn't, it could be like, this isn't the way I want to do it. And they're looking for a way to do it instead of, you know, asking themselves, how do you want to do things? And it's like, well, I want to do things this way, but I can't because society, the rules say blah, 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 blah. I can't do it this way. So I'm coloring in the lines. I'm playing by the rules. I'm following the strategies. And I'm still, I don't have a spark for what I'm doing.
I get what you're saying, because like, I get the essence, but I still feel like I keep coming back to, what does fulfillment mean? What does it mean to be fulfilled?
Okay, let's talk about that, because it's probably different from different for different people. I mean, that could go into the success question too. What is success? So what is fulfillment? Fulfillment for me, let's take that route. Fulfillment for me, thinking about this, right? I guess it's like being challenged to a certain degree, being challenged, being tested. I say this because I think about a quote where there was a person who wanted to see who was faster, a cheetah or a greyhound, right? So they set up this whole big thing where these greyhounds would race this cheetah. And the cheetah, they, you know, sounded the gun, opened the gate or whatever. The greyhounds took off and the cheetah just sat there. And somebody was like, oh, what the hell? We paid all this money. Like, the cat's not doing anything. And a guy was like, well, sometimes when you know you're the best, you don't have to prove it, right? That quote keeps on popping into my head because it's like, I want to be challenged when I want to be challenged, right? And it's like, when certain things pop up, like this certification, that image keeps on coming back, right? It's like, and not saying I'm better than any of these other individuals, but it's like, I was a cheetah, not saying these people were the greyhounds, but I was a cheetah in this certification was the greyhounds, right? And it's like the gate open and like, it's like, yeah, we're going to go do this. And I'm like, I can do this. I can do this. It's just like, I guess I was looking for a certain level. I don't know. It's just like lacking. There's a lack here. And maybe fulfillment isn't the right word. Let's stick to chasing the thing. You know, after you chase the thing, thinking this is going to give you an answer to how you should be doing business, how to get more clients, how to make more money, blah, 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 blah. You get the thing and it's still, you're kind of still where you are because it's not an outward thing. It's an inward type of thing.
You know, I am being in the moment, this conversation, I'm a little annoyed that we didn't talk about this before. However, this is Jay's style. So I'm leaning into the fact that he just put a microphone in front of me and said, let's talk. So I am, you're going to be excited to hear this, Jay. I am processing what you're saying and I'm thinking and I'm, the pieces are coming together in a way where I see what you're saying, like the chasing, but I guess I want to go to this fulfillment thing because I feel like this comes from like our coaching background and all the different like lessons we learned on how to coach and how to effectively help people get to an answer. And especially with what we're doing in our business, helping entrepreneurs find that spark, find that joy, and find that fulfillment in life and business and everything. I'm sitting here thinking like, okay, well, what is fulfillment? All right, just like success. It has a different definition for each person. However, you brought it up and you said the word. And as we unpack the word, I still am thinking like, okay, I still want to go deeper. And if you'll allow me, can I
sure,
pull this out of you?
Let's go.
Because I'm like, okay, like what is fulfillment? What does it mean to you to be fulfilled? What does that look like to you in your life?
More than anything, freedom.
Okay. Tell me more.
It's like there's no worries of, oh, this has to be done at a certain time, deadlines or whatever, or, oh, there's X amount of money in the bank account. We need X amount. It's like knowing and believing and understanding, like, everything is going to plan out, to pan out exactly the way it's supposed to be. Like fulfillment means I don't necessarily want or need a quote unquote like thriving coaching business because, you know, we could go down a rabbit hole about defining in people's maps and views of the world and realities and belief systems or whatever. But it's like helping people unlock their full potential. The people who watch us and say, oh my God, you're traveling the country. I could never do that. Instead of like, yo, you inspired me to do X, Y, and Z. Or, you know, talking to somebody like a Carrie. A Carrie coming to us for like weight loss, but getting so much more because she was open to it. People we've haven't even talked to who follow us, who listen to this podcast, who reach out and be like, yo, there was something that you said that just like even for me, like talking to people, clients I've coached in the fitness world like years ago, reach out and say, I accomplished this because I remember something you said 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. And I just want to say thank you. Mm-hmm. So like fulfillment for me is that because like I learned at a young age, yes, you can have the money to get all the shiny things. But even after you get the shiny, they're still, those are just material things. You know what I'm saying? You get them, they disappear. But experiences are priceless. How many people can say, I basically said, fuck it, I broke my lease, sold the majority of my shit of my awesome apartment that I loved, packed up my dog and the rest of my shit, got on the road, picked up another dog on the way, and just saw what the world looked like for myself. And actually like lived that instead of sitting somewhere and being like, oh, I wish, looking at magazines. Oh, that sure is pretty. Oh my gosh, I wish I could do that. Or, ooh, that looks fun. Instead of like, yo, fuck it, let's go.
Okay, I love it. So fulfillment for you is the freedom, having no worries, helping people unlock their potential, experiences of life, living life firsthand on your own terms.
See?
So that's fulfillment. So do you feel fulfilled right now in life, like where you're at right now in life?
Some aspects, yes. Some aspects I feel very fulfilled. Mm-hmm. Some aspects I'd say no. And because it dips more into the relational aspect of us, you know, and me wanting to make sure that you're okay with mm-hmm. everything. But two, understanding whatever you're going through is your journey. Mm-hmm. You know, and I have to let you be there because some things that you've said like recently, I've said 2 or 3 years ago, and you just weren't in the space to hear it.
Mm-hmm. So when we talk about fulfillment, thank you for sharing. When we talk about fulfillment, do you like have a certain feeling? Like, how do you know when you're fulfilled?
That's a good question, because I don't really know if it's a certain feeling. I'm pretty sure it is, because everything is pretty much feelings. But just like, I guess like my birthday, for example, wanted to be in Florida, just wasn't panning out at the time. And it probably panned out for a reason, because, you know, on a different frequency, you probably wanted to get us there, because I said we wanted to be there and I really don't ask for shit for my birthday, you know, so that was super important. And you jumping into your relationship bag was like, okay, I want to please my husband for his birthday, because he usually doesn't ask for shit. Let me see how I can make this happen, right? But everything was kind of like, it didn't pan out, for lack of a better word. And we ended up coming to where we are now, because I was like, you know what? I got you, I got Nietzsche, I got Miko, wherever we are for the month of May, it really doesn't matter, because it's going to be awesome, because the experience is going to be awesome. So yes, there is a feeling. There's a feeling of walking into a music store, looking at an ukulele, and you being like, go ahead and get it. That's like a little kid in a candy shop, right? And just being in a place and bouncing around to these different shops, meeting the awesome people here in the city, meeting a new friend, having these different experiences. It's freeing.
Mm-hmm.
Freeing. It's light. That's what it is. It's definitely light. It's not like, oh my God, well, if you get that, we can't XYZ, right? Or we're not going to be able to XYZ. That's like stressful. That's heavy. That burdens me down.
Mm-hmm.
But just to have the freedom to just like live life with no fucking worries, it's awesome.
Yeah. I know it feels really good when you're saying it too. And as we're going through this, you almost step a little bit out of the coach hat, because they're really, right now, we're not working on a direct problem specifically that you were looking to have solved, like we were in our last episode called I'm So Pissed Off When Jay Was Coaching Me. But I'm sitting here and I'm thinking and I'm wondering, I'm still going to be focusing on you with these questions, but I'm wondering, do you find that your values are also aligned with fulfillment? So like when your values are being met, you feel fulfilled.
Yeah. Yep. I forget my third one, but definitely freedom and connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I was thinking, because I know what your values are, I was thinking how much of what you said also ties in with fulfillment. You know, and if you talk about the people that we're working with, right, and the people that we want to work with and entrepreneurs who have checked all the boxes, right? You've done the things, you made the money, you have the job or you have the career, you have the business of your dreams, supposedly, right? Of course, we could like have a whole episode on that.
Yeah, we won't.
But you have the dream, you have the job, you got your family, you got your house, you got whatever. You checked all the boxes, you've done all the things, but there's something inside of you that feels like there's more and you don't feel fulfilled. And I'm sitting here thinking, because I feel like maybe that's what you had started with. And I want to go back into your example, because it's like, if you don't feel fulfilled, why? Right? And I have felt that feeling so many times in my life. And I think this is what you're getting to. I just felt like it needed unpacking a little bit more. Is, you know, I have not felt fulfilled because I feel like there's something else. There's something else I want to be doing, or there's something I was looking for, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, okay, let's go back to the certification example that you gave. You said, you know, I went to the certification, you know, I was looking for more of a challenge. I got it. I don't really feel fulfilled. Do you feel like we overuse like fulfillment for multiple things, and then that bleeds over into those moments where you're like, yeah, I'm not fulfilled in my life, and then we're chasing something?
Probably.
Or do you feel like I don't feel fulfilled? So I just kind of feel like, okay. So let's just kind of, I'm curious, I want to play. So if your values and fulfillment, right, you said freedom and connection are your values. Do you feel like that certification gave you freedom?
In a sense, yes, because the way it's designed, I can work with clients looking to create a healthier lifestyle through physical fitness remotely. So basically, I can work with anyone, anytime, And I don't have to be like on camera training them. They can do the workout, record themselves, send me the video. Mm-hmm. So it takes out, especially the gym aspect, even I haven't been in a gym in a while, but like you're trading, you know, you can only see so many clients in a day. Like this program, you still would only have the ability to work with a set number of clients. But even with that, I could train with a team on how to analyze a video. So yes, there's an aspect of freedom there.
Okay. So then your other value, connection. Do you feel like the certification gave you connection during, after, whatever?
I'm going to say no, but I can't say no because of the certification. Mm-hmm. Because they honestly had it set up to where there was a community, right? And this is for me, showed up in different aspects of my life too. Like I didn't take advantage of that community. So there could have been connection there, but I didn't step out of my, for lack of a cliche phrase, my comfort zone to take full advantage of that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say I tried, but I really didn't. There was one person who was, because before this, we did another certification where they had us in like little pods or whatever, right? But none of us stayed in contact. Mm-hmm. And I tried, but even with that was comfortable mm-hmm. for me. You know, it's like, I know you people, so I don't have to go out and meet new people. But that kind of fell through. So I want to say, no, there was no connection there, but there was. I just didn't take advantage of it, if I'm being completely honest.
You know, it's interesting because another thing that came up when you were talking about that is I think about expectations too, expectations and how it ties into fulfillment and our values and everything. And from what you said before, it sounds like possibly your expectations weren't met by the certification.
That's another twofer, because I want to say no, but yes. Hmm. Yes, they were. Because the whole point of certification is basically to get you prepared with this new set of info and information to potentially charge more money for training clients, because you're not a personal trainer. You're a health coach, which is different. It just means you're like having people take their blood pressure. You're having them do glucose checks. You're basically having them do this thing, and then you're going back analyzing their data and saying, look how much you have changed, right? Not just physically, but all this other stuff that's going to help you. And for me, like helping entrepreneurs, business people who know that they work too much, who know that usually a lot of their stress, their anxiety, their overwhelm, the weight that they've gained has come from them not being able to relax, mm-hmm. for lack of a better word. And knowing that them having a health coach can not only reel them in, but have them feeling better so they're able to step into and enjoy that thing, that mm-hmm. fulfillment. So yes, but no, in the sense of I felt like since so many people were from my point of view, I'm not going to use that word, because that's definitely negating how they felt in this situation. They definitely felt stressed, anxious, and overwhelmed by the graduation requirements. They kind of eased up.
Mm-hmm. They meaning, if you guys didn't catch, they meaning the people running the certification. They eased up on the graduation requirements.
Yes, they eased up on the graduation requirements.
To accommodate the majority of the people who are feeling stressed, overwhelmed.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm gonna go back, and I believe, if I remember right, you said that the certification kind of left you a little empty.
I might have said that.
Whether it was here on this podcast or you've told me that outside of the podcast, I can't remember if you said it.
Definitely not empty. It was just kind of like, okay, I guess I was expecting a different kind of feeling. But once again, like I've been doing not particularly this type of work, but working with people in different situations like this for, and you even said it, like I stepped into this on a different level. Mm-hmm. So it's like I stepped into this kind of like I'm a middle schooler, you know, doing preschool math
right
in this situation. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because you said, you know, like the tendency is like to be like, what's next? And I can relate to that because, you know, if we kind of just take your experience and say, okay, you know, I feel empty or I feel like it didn't meet these needs or I was looking for something else, right? We say something like that. And then it's like, what's next? And we touched on like the idea of like where you go chasing other things to fill that. But I'm wondering, you know, because here's where I'm curious. Okay, so we're talking about fulfillment. We're talking about being an entrepreneur and chasing that next thing because you're looking for something. So do you know what it is you're looking for?
That's a real good question. And a part of me wants to say yes. And a part of me wants to say no. Because I really feel I don't need to look for anything. It's like it's nothing to look for. Because I already have all the tools. It's just getting in front of the right people. Because mm-hmm. I honestly don't care about the people who like want to lose weight because they, it's gonna sound horrible. People want to lose weight because they don't like how their clothes fit, right? And it stops there. That's why I said it's gonna have something. But like the people who are like, yes, I want to lose weight, but that's not the reason. You know, that's not the thing. I want to lose weight because I don't like how I feel, but I really want to be healthier as a whole. I want to feel confident. I want to step into a store and be able to buy off the rack, not because of my weight, but because I'm comfortable with who I am. Like, so the people who just stop at that superficial thing, and a part of that might be coaching too, because they might not know, you know, that's just the thing. Like,
there's another way, because that's so much ingrained in society and work conversations and friend conversations on TV, online, that we just say these things automatically without actually thinking about them. It's like, it's everything that we love to do when we're working with someone is help, and ourselves too, right? Like, step out of like the unconscious automatic behavior and step into conscious creation.
Right.
Where, yes, you know, I know conscious creation can feel like a lot of work because it's easy to be on automatic, but sometimes it's worth digging up these things and really asking these questions. And in the example that you're giving, you know, okay, yeah, I want to fit into my clothes. I mean, shit, don't we all? But at the same time, you know, if that focus is giving you a result that isn't having you feel fulfilled or an aspect of fulfillment or having you feel happy or more confident, then what if we shift the focus into something else?
Because there's a difference between fitness and training, right? And a lot of people are trained, conditioned to think that training is fitness. Like, I have to do this 60-day thing. I'm doing this 30-day challenge. I'm doing this 60-day thing. I'm doing this 90-day thing. I'm doing this 120-day thing, right? But after you've done the thing, you go back to the thing you were doing before. Like, for me, that's training. You know what I'm saying? You're training for a specific thing. But, like, fitness is living. It's what you do to make sure you're still able to do the things you want to do. Mm-hmm. Like, that's fitness.
Yeah.
Like, Great Cycle Challenge is coming up in September. I want to be able to ride more than 10 miles.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I want to be able to, it's summertime, be outside playing in the water without being like worn out.
Mm-hmm.
Those things for me go into being fit. Like when you say, oh, well, I'm doing this. I just downloaded such and such 90-day workout plan. Well, I'm doing this such and such diet. I'm not drinking alcohol for the next 90 days. I'm not doing any kind of sugars in everything. Like, so you people who say, like, I cut out sugar, I'm laughing at you. And I might even laugh at you in your face. But it's like those things. It's like, okay, that's like if I was training an athlete, and they were like, yo, I want to cut my speed here. It's like, okay, well, we're going to go through this specific regimen for you to get there because you're training to get to this goal, right? And being fit is just living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that definitely makes sense. And you guys, if you want to hear us talk so much more about all this fitness and lifestyle, I mean, we have so many episodes in our archives. If you like this way of thinking, go scroll back in the podcast. You'll hear so many different episodes when we were super focusing on a lot of fitness conversations and wellness conversations. There are so much there. I want to get back to you, Jay. I want to get back to you. And talking about this fulfillment and the chasing and the expectations, right? So you have told me, not on this podcast, but you have told me that you kind of want to, like, you're looking for something. You're looking for something. So putting a pin in that, like, you're looking for something. But then I think one thing that you notice about a lot of entrepreneurs that we work with is that they're chasing. And you notice me chasing, like, you're chasing that thing. How do you feel for you? Because you have a totally different perspective on life and the way you handle things. So you're looking for something. How's the experience for you as you're looking for it? Like, how do you look for it without chasing? Or do you end up chasing a little bit because part of the chasing is uncovering what you don't want or the clarity or?
I definitely don't see, I feel looking and chasing is two different things, especially in this aspect. Like for me, like there's business and personal, right? And it's like I'm looking for the fulfillment in my personal. Like when we were in St. Pete and I was doing martial arts, mm-hmm. you had the connection of being in the dojo and learning these things, right? It's more difficult to do that like on the road. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can get an online thing, but there's...
That's very clear. You know clearly what it is, like you're looking for. You have a very specific clarity on what will help you feel fulfilled personally. So therefore, I feel like you're not chasing unless part of the discovery is how can I find those aspects while we're on the road?
I still don't think that's chasing, though. I still feel there's looking, you know? Mm-hmm. And for me, and when we work with people, the chasing is like you're chasing, not you, but in general. Like, I'm chasing the next client. Where is the next client going to come from? I need X amount of money in my bank account. You know, what's the next strategy? So it's like you're chasing the thing. Like for me, it's more of, okay, the looking is I'm looking inside. Mm-hmm. And the chasing is you're chasing something externally, hoping it will give you the answer to what you're looking for.
And yeah, that was what like my thing was when I was like, oh, because it's when you're in a state and it's like very either rushed or fast, you're not looking inside, you're not pausing, you're not reflecting. It's like fast decisions because you don't have time to think about things, right? Because I think about the chasing sometimes also shows up as a distraction. Mm-hmm. It's a way to distract yourself from really looking in.
Right.
Because even with the excitement of learning from a new certification or the experience of a new coach or the experience, like that's exciting. But a lot of times that can be a big distraction from what you actually, like what is actually calling you.
Right.
And let's just play a scenario here. You know, you're not you, Jay, but like in general, like somebody's, you know, has their business. They have all the things, they've checked all the boxes. And they're unfulfilled, but they're not really sure why they're unfulfilled or they haven't really dug into that. They just know they want something more. And in the something more, they're used to being busy. So they fill that with new programs, new courses, new things, because then it keeps them busy at work and keeps them distracted from actually like looking at their life. Because in looking at their life, what may come up is that dream that you've always wanted to do that maybe you've suppressed or maybe
you forgot about,
like something will come up. And then because you're an action taker and an achiever and all that, you're going to feel compelled to take action on it. And you're scared because taking action on that big dream that you've been suppressing or ignoring or have like packed away big, you know, deep in the cabinets or whatever, then by it coming up, now you have to face it and I have to maybe make some decisions that would help you have an even more amazing life, but it can be scary to do that.
I'm going
to
take the pressure off of it and not even say like the big dream, but hobby. Mm-hmm. You know, you were talking and something came to mind. Like when I was younger, I used to draw a lot. Mm-hmm. I read a lot of comic books and I used to recreate the pictures I liked. Mm-hmm. And it was great when I would do it because I would basically, I forget what it's described, but like I would do it and people were like, nah, you traced that. And I was like, how did I trace this? Like, Spider-Man is this big on the comic book and I had to tape pieces of paper together to finish the thing, right? I let the criticism of other people be like, oh, well, you really didn't do that or whatever. And it's like, shit, well, fuck it. And I could have been a great artist. But like, even with that, I could have been. What's stopping me from being like, oh, you know, well, let me get a stencil kit and some sketch paper and do something like that, right? And that's the thing, like going back, circling back to what you said with me and other people, especially the people we work with, the looking for and the chasing. It's like, for me, I like you said, the clarity, I know those things. I love music. Why don't I learn how to play an instrument? That's going to keep me occupied. That's something, hence the ukulele, we can take on the road, you know? Although I would love to bring my electric guitar. We don't have room for the guitar and the amp and everything. But like, that's small enough to pack away. Even the native flute, like these are things I can do, I can tap into, instead of being like, oh, well, like what's the thing? Because for me, I can't be like so caught up in the business aspect with nothing else. Like there has to be an outlet. And I guess I'm good at seeing other people's outlets too, especially when they're not doing the thing that recharges them. Like someone
talking to me.
Walking in nature, going to a park and feeling the need to stay in the house because she hasn't worked in 24 hours. Like you said, the thing that would make everything else so much easier that we don't want to do for whatever the reason. You might be scared or whatever.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, it would be a matter of unpacking that. And, you know, and for all of us super smart people here on the podcast and listening, sometimes we feel like, oh, well, that's just so obvious. And the thing is when it comes to like emotions and thoughts and beliefs and energy, it's, you think you already have it, but if you're still stuck, then there's something there. And it could be something so silly, and it's okay if it's silly, because once you get it up and out, once you pull that weed, weed's gone.
You know, a crazy thing that just came to mind is like, what if the thing you're looking for gives you the thing you thought you were chasing for so long? Learning about, for me, music, chord progressions, all this other stuff, reading music or whatever, you can use that information in business. And it might make something you've been stressing over in business. You're like, holy shit. Well, if I'm playing whatever or drawing or whatever, whatever the technique is, not the personal strategy, but the technique for that thing, you know what I'm saying? Even in martial arts, whatever it is. Insert your thing, right? You take aspects of that and then you apply it to business and you're like, holy shit, this is so clear. I've been chasing this for so long.
Do you just have an aha there?
No.
Okay. You were sitting into that like aha energy.
No. It definitely wasn't an aha.
Well, you changed. Something changed.
No.
I watched it.
I'm not saying anything did not or didn't change. I'm just saying it wasn't a high moment.
Okay. Well, it shifted. So what came up?
Might have been shifted like, maybe people should think about this.
Okay.
Because you're chasing the strategy, the coach, the whatever, instead of tapping into that thing inside you that could give you the answer to the thing you've been chasing.
Yeah.
Honestly, because the thing that you're chasing is continuing to elude you.
You know, it's interesting because life is really honestly so simple at the core. We complicate it.
Yep.
And we complicate it through our beliefs, our thinking patterns, our beliefs, our thoughts, our opinions, our assumptions, our expectations, our stories. We complicate it. I mean, really, at the base of everything, a thing exists. Like a black and white, it's super simple. It's not that challenging, but we overcomplicate it. And it's part of the human experience to learn this and unwind it and unloop it. And your life right now is a reflection of all the thoughts, beliefs, and things that you have had up to this point. And so with that being said, that's exciting because you can change those thoughts, beliefs, and patterns to create a new reality in the future. But a lot of times, some people get in victim mentality with that and think, well, I didn't ask for grandma to be sick. I didn't ask to not have money. I didn't ask to be in this situation. Like, it's kind of deeper than just the surface, like, initial victim reaction to that. And even that right there is a mindset shift, realizing, like, if you think, like, things are happening to you.
And not for you.
Yeah. So I don't even know, because we're using a new recording, how long this has been, or what. I know it's been a while. So this has been a deep conversation. Expect more of this from us. We're going to just really continue to unpack some of these things and talk about some of these things. So, all right, guys, you know, if this is something that you want to unpack for yourself and you want a little bit of help and you want to really dig in and get more clarity on how to get closer towards your dream, how to feel more fulfillment, how to find that inner spark and that joy again, how to have hobbies again, how to feel excited about the direction that your life is going, hit us up. You know where to find us. I mean, we can sit here and tell you all the things like we have and all the past ones. Contact us here, there, and there. Just find us for the Hollas, Jenny and Jay Holla. Like, there's only two of us, a black guy and a white girl.
Black girl?
Oh, my God. Apparently. No, I mean, like, come find us. Hit us up. Don't be scared. We don't bite. I don't know. Maybe we do bite if you're too scared. It's fine. Maybe one day you'll reach out and you'll realize that it's a big, huge virtual hug we have around you, because we really are. Our dream is to help you reach your dreams, to help you find more fulfillment, to help you find that inner spark and that joy and feel the freedom that you know that is available for you.
Holla. You can subscribe to the Holistic Life Podcast from your favorite streaming platform. And don't forget to check out 2jholla.com to stay in the know as an official 2JH insider. Mahalo for tuning.